Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Ram Goldhar, and today we're Zechus Baba Basra, Daf Lamed Beis, the third parak, Cheskos Abatim. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, on the previous Daf, Rav Nachman said that Beis must reverse its decision if new evidence comes to light, and we're not concerned with Zigus of the Beit Dinah, the potential disgrace of Beis Din, for the reversal. Rava quoted Tanaim, who are concerned with Zigus of the Beit Dinah, where the ruling is made out of doubt, but Rav Nachman later held his position, the Talibashi Ravavi, because it hangs on great ropes, meaning great sages. In a Mishnah, Tanaim argue if Malin Kahuna al Pi Edochot, if we raise someone to the Kahuna based on one aide's testimony, but two Tanaim appear to rule identically that we do. The Gemara explains they argue where someone was reputed as a Kohen, but a rumor emerged that he was a Halal. After he was demoted from Kahuna, a witness testified that he was a valid Kohen and he was reinstated. Later, two aides testified that he was a Halal and he was again demoted. Finally, one more aide testified that he was a valid Kohen. Rav Ashi explains that all Tanaim are unconcerned about Zigus Beit Dinah for reinstating it, but argue about Litzar of Edus, combining testimonies of two Edim who testified separately, as we'll discuss in the next point. Pointing to an abraisa, the Tanakhama says, witnesses' testimony can never be combined unless they both see the event together, meaning the same event. But if one testifies to seeing alone, and the other testifies that the borrower admitted owing money to the lender, their aedus cannot be combined. Rishuban Karcho says, Afil Bazel Chazeh, their aedus is combined even if they testify about separate events, one after the other. In the Sechem Alchokas, the Tanakhama says, In Eidusimus Kayemus Bebeisin, Achi Eidushneim Ke'echot, their aedus cannot be accepted unless they testify together. Rabbi Nassim says, Shomin Dvarv Shalzeh Hayom, we listen to the words of this aide today. Ukshiyavu Chaver Lamachar Shomin Dvarav. And when his colleague comes tomorrow, we listen to his words and combine their separate testimonies. Rav Ashi explained that the Tanaim before argue about combining separate testimonies was referring to this second dispute. And point number three, an occupant of land was challenged by its former owner and responded, I bought it from you, and here's the shtar of the sale. The first owner protested, Shtar Zafahu, it's a forged shtar. The occupant leaned over to Rabbi, the judge, and whispered, yes, it's a forged shtar. However, I originally had a legitimate shtar, Balasis, so I thought I'll take this false shtar in my hand to have something to support my claim. Rabba ruled, Malo Lashak, why would he lie? Had he insisted the shtar he held was valid, he would have been believed. Therefore, he's believed that he initially had a valid shtar and lost it. Rav Yosef disagreed, Amai Samcha, on what are you basing your ruling? I shtara, on this shtar? I shtara chasb ba'amahu. But this shtar is a mere broken piece of pottery, meaning it's worthless. The same argument arose where a lender admitted to Rabba that the shtar he presented was false, but claimed he had a valid shtar which he lost. Rav Yidi Bar Avin said the halacha involves Rabba in a case involving land, which remains in the hands of its occupant, but follows Rav Yosef in a dispute over money, which remains with the borrower. So once again, the 3 points are number one. On the previous daf, Rav Nachman said the Beis Din must reverse its decision if new evidence comes to light, and we're not concerned with Zigus de Beit Dinah, the potential disgrace of Beis Din, for the reversal. Rava quoted Tanaim, who are concerned with Zigus de Beit Dinah, where the ruling is made out of doubt, but Rav Nachman later held his position, the Talibashi Ravavi, because it hangs on great ropes, meaning great sages. In a Mishnah, Tanaim argue if Malin Kahuna al Pi Edochot, if we raise someone to the Kahuna based on one aide's testimony, but two Tanaim appear to rule identically that we do. The Gemara explains they argue where someone was reputed as a Kohen, but a rumor emerged that he was a Halal. After he was demoted from Kahuna, a witness testified that he was a valid Kohen and he was reinstated. Later, two aides testified that he was a Halal and he was again demoted. Finally, one more aide testified that he was a valid Kohen. Rav Ashi explains that all Tanaim are unconcerned about Zigus Beit Dinah for reinstating it, but argue about Litzar of Edus, combining testimonies of two Edim who testified separately, as we'll discuss in the next point. Pointing to an abraisa, the Tanakhama says, witnesses' testimony can never be combined unless they both see the event together, meaning the same event. But if one testifies to seeing alone, and the other testifies that the borrower admitted owing money to the lender, their aedus cannot be combined. Rishuban Karcho says, Afil Bazel Chazeh, their aedus is combined even if they testify about separate events, one after the other. In the Sechem Alchokas, the Tanakhama says, In Eidusimus Kayemus Bebeisin, Achi Eidushneim Ke'echot, their aedus cannot be accepted unless they testify together. Rabbi Nassim says, Shomim Dvar Shal Zeh Hayom, we listen to the words of this aid today. Ukshiyavu Chaver Lamachar Shomim Dvarav. And when his colleague comes tomorrow, we listen to his words and combine their separate testimonies. Rav Ashi explained that the Tanaim before argue about combining separate testimonies was referring to this second dispute. And point number three, an occupant of land was challenged by its former owner and responded, I bought it from you, and here's the shtar of the sale. The first owner protested, Shtar Zafahu, it's a forged shtar. The occupant leaned over to Rabba, the judge, and whispered, yes, it's a forged shtar. However, I originally had a legitimate shtar, Balasis, so I thought I'll take this false shtar in my hand to have something to support my claim. Rabba ruled, Malo Lashak, why would he lie? Had he insisted the shtar he held was valid, he would have been believed. Therefore, he's believed that he initially had a valid shtar and lost it. Rav Yosef disagreed, Amai Samcha, on what are you basing your ruling? I shtara, on this shtar? I shtara chas ba'amahu. But this shtar is a mere broken piece of pottery, meaning it's worthless. The same argument arose where a lender admitted to Rabba that the shtar he presented was false, but claimed he had a valid shtar which he lost. Rav Yidi Bar Avin said the halach involves Rabba in a case involving land, which remains in the hands of its occupant, but follows Rav Yosef in a dispute over money, which remains with the borrower. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Lamed Beis, and our standard Siman is a lab, scientists in a lab. So here goes. The scientists in the lab studying the emotional impact on a kohen, who is demoted to challah status and then reinstated based on Eidochot, and then demoted again and then reinstated, who tested if Eidus can be combined with one aid testifying one day and the second aid the next day, were surprised when an occupant of some land who presented a shtar to its former owner whispered to one of the scientists that in fact it was a forged shtar, but originally had a legitimate shtar, but lost it. Once again, in slow motion. The scientist in the lab, that must be more on Dov. Lamed Beis. The scientist in the lab studying the emotional impact on the kohen, who was demoted to challah status and then reinstated based on the Eidochot, and then demoted again and then reinstated, which reminds us in a Mishnah Tanaim argue Malin al Kahuna al Pi'ed Echot. We raise someone to the Kahuna based on one witness's testimony, but two Tanaim appear to rule identically that we do. The Gemara explains that they argue where someone was reputed as a kohen, but a rumor emerged that he was a halal. After he was demoted from Kahuna, a witness testified that he was a valid Kohen, and he was reinstated. Later, two witnesses testified he was a Halal, and he was again demoted. Finally, one more witness testified he was a valid Kohen. Rav Ashi explains that all Tanaim are unconcerned about Zilus de Beit Dina for reinstating him, but argue about Litzar of Eidus combining testimonies of two witnesses who testified separately. So the scientists in the lab studying the emotional impact on a Kohen, who was demoted to Challah status and then reinstated based on Eidochot, and then demoted again and then reinstated, who tested if Eidus can be combined with one aid testifying one day and the second aid the next day, which reminds us in a braisa that the Tanakhama says, Lom ein Eidus mitzterefes ad shiyu shnein ke'echot. Witnesses' testimony can never be combined unless they both see the event together, meaning the same event. But if one testifies to seeing a loan and the other testifies that the borrower admitted owing money to the lender, their testimony cannot be combined. Rav Yeshua ben Karcha says, Afil bezeh chazeh, their testimony is combined even if they testify about separate events, one after the other. So the scientists in the lab studying the emotional impact on a kohen who was demoted to challah status and then reinstated based on Eidochot and then demoted again and then reinstated, who tested if Eidus can be combined with one aid testifying one day and the second aid the next day, were surprised when an occupant of some land who presented a shtar to its former owner whispered to one of the scientists that in fact it was a forged shtar, but originally he had a legitimate shtar, but lost it, which reminds us, an occupant of land was challenged by its former owner and responded, I bought it from you, and here is the shtar of the sale. The first owner protested, it's a forged shtar. The occupant leaned over to Rabba the judge and whispered, yes, it's a forged shtar. However, I originally had a legitimate shtar, but lost it, so I thought, I'll take this false shtar in my hand to have something to support my claim. Rabba ruled, Malo Lashaker, why would he lie? Had he insisted that the shtar he held was valid, he would have been believed. Therefore, he's believed that he initially had a valid shtar and lost it. Rav Yosef disagreed since Rabba was basing his ruling on a worthless shtar. So once again, the scientists in the lab studying the emotional impact on a kohen, who was demoted to challah status and then reinstated based on Eidochot, and then demoted again and then reinstated, who tested if Eidus can be combined with one aid testifying one day and the second aid the next day, were surprised when an occupant of some land who presented a shtar to its former owner whispered to one of the scientists that in fact it was a forged shtar, but originally he had a legitimate shtar, but lost it. All right, so now it's time for four Balabach Hazara. Daf Chav Ches. So the Siman Daf Chav Ches relates to Koach, and it's a strong man. So here goes. The strong man, that must be more Daf Chav Ches, Koach. The strong man who spent 3 years working the field he bought, establishing a chazaka, which reminds us, the third parak begins, Cheskas Abatim, regarding establishing a chazaka of houses, or various water pits, dovecotes, bathhouses, all presses, irrigated fields, and slaves, Bakoshu Osu Peros Tadir, and any property which continuously produces benefit. Cheskas and Shalosh Shanim Yom Yom, their chazaka is established by using them unchallenged for 3 years from day to day, after which the new occupant can claim he owns the property without providing documentation. So the strong man who spent 3 years working the field he bought, establishing a chazaka, and was visited by travelers from Ushu who told him that he reminded them of a goring cow who becomes a mu'ud after 3 times, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said, Shemati Mahoche Usha, I heard from those sages who went to Usha that they would explain the source for 3-year chazaka, Mishor Hamuad. It's derived from a mu'ud ox. Just as with a shor mu'ud, after it gores 3 times, Nafka Mecheskas Tam, Bekamwe Mecheskas Mu'ud, it leaves the former status as a tam and establishes a status as a mu'ud. So too with regard to property, Kevin de Achlet Chashnin, once the occupant uses it for 3 years, Nafka Mershus Mocher, Bekamwe Mershus Lokeach, it leaves the seller's possession and stands in the buyer's possession. So the strong man who spent 3 years working the field he bought, establishing a chazaka, and was visited by travelers from Usha who told him that he reminded them of a goring cow who becomes a mu'ud after 3 times, watch his neighbor make a quick chazak in 3 months with 3 gross of aspasta for animal fodder. Which reminds us, the Gemara ultimately asks that one should establish a chazak by harvesting 3 full aspasta crops, a plant for animal fodder, over 3 months. The Gemara concludes that the Hoche Usha are Rebbe Yishmael, who allows chazak to be established in less than 3 years regarding a stay of ball, and would agree to an aspasta chazaka in 3 months. Daf Chavtes, the similar Daf Chavtes, is a cot. So here goes. The man with a chazaka of 3 years who couldn't find his shtar and said, I was careful to keep it under my cot. Cot? That must have been Daf Chavtes. The man with a chazaka of 3 years who couldn't find his shtar and said, I was careful to keep it under my cot for 3 years, which reminds us, Rava offers 2 explanations for the basis of a 3-year chazaka, but Abai rejects both. Finally, Rava explains, the first year after purchasing a property, a person is careful with the shtar. The second and third year, he's still careful with it. Longer than that, he's not careful with the shtar if his ownership wasn't challenged. Therefore, the new occupant is believed that he purchased the property and misplaced the shtar unless the previous owner challenged him during the 3 years. So the man with a chazaka 3 years who couldn't find the shtar and said, I was careful to keep it under my cot for 3 years, had his nosy neighbors testify that he was there continuously, by day and by night, which reminds us, Rav Huna ruled about a chazak of 3 years, but who shall chal in Ritzufos? It is only effective if he used the property for 3 years consecutively. Although the Mishnah taught that 3 full years are required, that may have only excluded incomplete years, but Mufuzaros, 3 years scattered over a longer period, may have also qualified. So Rav Huna taught otherwise. The Mishnah taught that a chazak for houses is established in 3 years, but since Adim would not know if the occupant remained there at night, how can a chazaka be established? Abai answered that the normal aiding to a house is a chazaka are neighbors, and neighbors certainly may know about daytime and nighttime usage. So the man with a chazaka of 3 years who couldn't find his shtar and said, I was careful to keep it under my cot for 3 years, had his nosy neighbors testify that he was there continuously, by day and by night, and was dismayed when Basin ruled that he had to prove the owner was living in the back room, which reminds us, the Gemara records a case where one claimed to have occupied a house for 3 years, but the former owner responded, I was in the inner rooms of that house during the 3 years, and what passed through the outer rooms where the occupant was, using the area together with him, and therefore didn't protest. The case was brought before Rav Nachman, and he told the occupant, go prove your exclusive use of the house by providing edus that you resided there alone for 3 years. Rav argued that the law should be hamotzi mechaveru l'avaraya, the one seeking to exact payment from his fellow, the burden of proof is upon him. Rav holds that since the occupant provided testimony that he lived there for 3 years, we assume he did so alone and his chazak is established, and the former owner must provide proof to undermine it. Daf Lamed, so the Simmer Daf Lamed is a Molamed, a Rebbe. So here goes. The Rebbe, that must be more on Daf Lamed, Molamed. The Rebbe took his class on a Cheskas Abatim field trip and passed an owner of some land who was so preoccupied in his business for 30 days that he was unaware that someone was occupying his property, which reminds us, Rebbe ruled Avin Ish Dekot Chasin Yomi Tar Veshuka. A person often is preoccupied with the market for a full 30 days, and his claim is credible that the entire 30 days he was preoccupied and never discovered the person's occupancy on his land. So the Rebbe took his class on a Cheskas Abatim field trip and passed an owner of some land who was so preoccupied in his business for 30 days that he was unaware aware that someone was occupying his property, pointed out to his Talmidim that the man telling an owner, "I purchased the land from someone who said he purchased it from you," wouldn't be successful in his claim, which reminds us, someone challenged a person occupying a property which was formerly his, and the occupant said, "I purchased it from Pony who told me he purchased it from you." The former owner replied, "Do you not admit this land was once mine and you didn't purchase it from me, nor could you claim to have done so since you have no shtar or chazaka to support that claim. Go out of the property, you're not my litigant." Rava ruled that the original owner is correct. So the Rebbe took his class on a Cheskos Abatim field trip and passed an owner of some land who was so preoccupied in his business for 30 days that he was unaware that someone was occupying his property. Pointed out to his Talmidim that the man telling an owner, "I purchased the land from someone who said he purchased it from you," wouldn't be successful in his claim. While a property owner who said in front of witnesses that Pony should buy the land that someone else supposedly bought from him was tricking the man so he could easily retrieve it from him, which reminds us, Gemara brings a case of a former owner encouraging a fraudulent purchase because it would be easier to collect it from the current occupant instead of from the person who stole his property. Daf Lamed Aleph. So the Simur Daf Lamed Aleph relates to the law, and we use a judge. So here goes. The judge, that must be on Daf Lamed Aleph, the law. The judge had a tough day when a man who lived on a field for 3 years said he inherited it and tried to use a mali u'shaker that he could have said he bought it, which reminds us, two people disputed the ownership of a property, each one claiming she'alavosa, it was my forefather's property. Aiden testified that it belonged to one party's fathers. Another Aiden testified the other party had used the land for 3 years of a chazaka. Rabba ruled, mali l'shaker, what gain is there for the occupant to lie? If he had wanted to, he could have told the other litigant, "I bought it from you and use it for the 3 years of a chazaka." Since he could have retained the property with this false claim, he's believed to say that it was his father's. Abai said to Rabba, mali l'shaker b'makam Aiden lo amrinan. We do not say to believe a litigant based on the argument of what gain is there for me to lie in the place of Adim contradicting his claim because it's known to be false. So the judge had a tough day when a man who lived on a field for 3 years said he inherited it and tried to use a mali l'shaker that he could have said he bought it. And then he switched to his claim to say, "It's true, it was your father's, but I bought it from him," which reminds us, if the argument then told the other, "Yes, it's true that the land once belonged to your fathers, but I purchased it from them, and this that I told you was my father's, I meant that I was confident about its ownership as if it was my father's, not that they literally owned it," with this new claim, his chazaka would award him the property. One may make a claim and change and make another claim to reinterpret his original statement against its apparent meaning, but the Nardin said he cannot. So the judge had a tough day when a man who lived on a field for 3 years said he inherited it and tried to use a mali l'shaker that he could have said he bought it. And then he switched his claim to say, "It's true, it was your father's, but I bought it from him." And then had a rule of contradicting witnesses who disqualify themselves only for the contradicted testimony or for the entire Eidus, which reminds us there's a malchukas with Eidus Mucheshes, contradictory testimony, whether the Eidim are disqualified only for the contradicted part or for the entire Eidus. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which step to win that a 3-year chazak is because a buyer is careful with a shtar for 3 years? That's on Daf Chavtas. Good. Number two, which step do we discuss whether we say malo shaker in a case where someone admitted he used a forged shtar because he couldn't find his original one? That's on Daf Lamed Beis. Good. Number three, which step to win that the whole Heusha derived cheska shaloshanim from Shor Muad? That's on Daf Chavchesk. Number four, which stuff with the case where one admitted he did not inherit the land, but said he meant that he was confident that it was his, as if he inherited it? That's on Daf Lamed Aleph. Good. Number five, which stuff with the case where someone said, "I purchased the property from someone who said he purchased it from the original owner"? That's on Daf Lamed. Good. Number six, which stuff do the case of a kohen who was demoted to halal status, then reinstated by Eid Echad, then demoted and then reinstated by Eid Echad? That's on Daf Lamed Beis. Good. Number seven, which stuff that Ul holds that a tree within 16 amos of the boundary is considered a gazlan, a robber, and is pater from Bikurim? That's on Daf Chavav. Good. Number eight, which stuff do we discuss whether we can combine witnesses who witnessed separate events or testified separately? That's on Daf Lamed Beis. Good. Number nine, which stuff do we discuss whether Eidus Mucheshes, contradictory testimony, disqualifies the whole testimony or only part of it? That's on Daf Lamed Aleph. Good. And number 10, which stuff do we discuss who owns the roots which extend into someone else's property? That's on Daf Chavav. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.